This week, Jesse, our youth director, and I went to Target with Josh. You can see him with the camera in his book bag. We were kind of keeping that on the down low so that no one saw the camera because Target kicked us out. But we went into Target and found one family that was in need to just bless them. And that's really what Christmas is about. And you didn't catch us in the video, but it was really neat. Jesse and Josh and I were waiting to load the toys afterwards, all the gifts, into their car. The dad went to go get the car. We're standing with the mother and the grandmother and their 7-month-old daughter. And the mother was saying, you know, this year for Christmas, we were deciding between whether or not to pay our rent or buy our kids gifts. And we had decided we're going to buy the gifts. And now we can pay the rent too. So thank you so much for giving, for being the generous church that allows us to do those things, to be a blessing. You're making a difference, truly, not only in this community, but around the world. So why don't you guys give yourselves a hand this morning. And today, we're continuing our series called The Story of Christmas. And I just want to tell you about one of my great pet peeves. One of my great, the things that bothers me a lot, frustrates me, is when things don't go as I've planned. Just to tell you a little bit about myself, kind of be open and upfront about this, I'm a bit of a planner, and I like things kind of have their place and everything to have its order. And it's incredibly frustrating sometimes when things don't happen the way I'd planned. And I'm just being honest with you. I might be the only one in the room like this, but let this be my counseling session for a moment, and just be upfront with you. Sometimes I get frustrated when things don't go as I've planned. And I'll give you an example. 2 summers ago, Heidi and I were going to Florida to see my cousins. So we were driving from Pennsylvania down to Florida. And what I always do on trips like that is I figure out where we're going to stop about halfway, because you can't make that in a day. Where are you going to stop? Research online which hotel would be best and try to find the best price and the best hotel on the way down. Heidi is a little bit more adventurous than I am. And she talked me in to driving down and just deciding on a place to stay once we figured out where we were going to stop for the night. So I was a little hesitant, but I tried it, and we were driving down, and about 8:30 that evening, we decided we're going to stop. So I was skeptical of the idea, but I got on my phone, and I start to look for hotels in the area. And I started to notice I couldn't tell which ones were good and which ones were bad. All I could tell were the prices. And just got frustrated. Needless to say, that evening, I was not in a good mood. I was frustrated. As Heidi and I like to say, I had my grumpy pants on. Okay? I was in a bad mood. Because things weren't going as I'd planned. I couldn't have order and have everything in its place and have everything planned out. And I don't know if I'm the only one like that, but I'm guessing there might be some of you who are planners and you like to have everything in its place, to have everything just as you had planned. And even for those that are a little more adventurous, when things don't go as you had expected them, it can be a little frustrating, be discouraging. Not only just on vacation or on one occasion, but even in life. Maybe some of you, you're really frustrated or discouraged because you thought maybe you'd be married by this point in your life. Or maybe you and your spouse have thought, you know, I thought we'd have kids by now. Or for you, you're not as far up the ladder in your career as you thought you would be at this point. And whatever it is, the question is, how do you respond when things don't go your way? We know what kids do in those moments. Kids throw a tantrum. They make a big deal. And we're grown-ups, we're adults, we're not supposed to do that. Kids put on their grumpy pants, adults, we're not supposed to, right? But I think we do. We still do sometimes. While our adults are supposed to be much more mature, I think we end up doing the same thing just in our own way. We get discouraged, we throw our own pity party, we get down on ourselves, and it's all understandable, but the fact is, things won't always go as we had planned them. This month, we've been looking at this idea that throughout the Christmas story is woven the thread of your story. That our story is reflected in this incredible story of Christ's birth. And when it comes to things not going as they had planned, one of the great examples in history is the story of Christ's birth. This story. Sure, there were prophecies made for thousands of years about this one moment when Christ would be born in Bethlehem. But when it came to the details, things couldn't have been more chaotic. It was a mess. Think about this. Mary and Joseph as we had talked about a couple weeks ago, were pledged to be married. And not only did Mary get pregnant before they married with the help of the Holy Spirit, but their nation also was in the midst of a census. And here in America, a few years ago, we had our census. And a census in the United States is very convenient. Someone comes to your door, they knock on your door, ask you a few questions, they record the answers, and you're done. That's your census. Well, in first century Israel, things weren't nearly as convenient. See, Mary and Joseph were living in the town of Nazareth, and they had to travel to the town where Joseph's family of origin was, Bethlehem. This was about 80 miles, which would have been about a four-day trip for Joseph and a very, very pregnant Mary. Very pregnant Mary. You couldn't have planned this out any worse. It was disaster waiting to happen. Everything was starting to fall apart. If you could imagine men traveling with your wife that's that pregnant. Women, how many of you maybe have gone on trips when you were pregnant? Long trips, not something that you really look forward to. Think about this. Between the nausea, between all of the bathroom breaks, this four-day trip could have taken 8 days. Crazy. Joseph and we know that we've talked about the Christmas story, and Joseph and Mary traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and it's all good, and we have little figurines, and we walk them to Bethlehem into the stable. But if you think about it practically, this was not an easy trip. Mary's pregnant. Now they have to travel to Bethlehem. It wasn't an easy trip. And as they get to Bethlehem, the town where they had to register for the census, they're met with a new surprise, one that could have had disastrous consequences. There was nowhere for them to stay. In Luke chapter 2, verse 7, it says this, that there was no room for them in the inn. How could there be no room? If you think about it, every person, every family whose origin was in Bethlehem, they were all converging on this little tiny town. And this town wasn't built for large crowds. It was a little town. And to make matters worse, Mary and Joseph were traveling all the way from Nazareth, and Mary's pregnant, so they're not traveling very quickly. So by the time they actually arrive in Bethlehem, everything's booked. There's nowhere for them to stay. They have nowhere to go. Now, there's a lot of speculation about where they do end up staying. We know the story that's most often circulated this time of the year, which is they ended up staying in a stable or a barn just outside the inn. And while that makes for a really good nativity scene, we don't know if that's necessarily the case. Most historians would say that Jesus was probably born in more of a cave than an actual stable. But even that we're not sure of. It's all speculation. What we do know to be true, wherever they ended up, whatever it looked like, we know this to be true, that things weren't going as they had planned. Things weren't going as they had expected. Things were falling apart. Sounds a lot like Christmas in 2012, doesn't it? Uncle Johnny and Aunt Sue show up unexpectedly, tell you, hey, we're going to stay a few days. You didn't plan for it. You had everything else planned for the rest of your family, but not them. Or maybe you order a gift for your spouse, and it's Christmas Eve, and you look online, and it's stuck in some distribution center in the middle of Tennessee, and you start racking your brain thinking, could I make it to Tennessee and back while everyone sleeps? Things aren't going as you planned. Or maybe your plans to cook a turkey ham, or a Christmas ham, turkey ham, that's a new meal, a Christmas ham. Maybe your plans to make a turkey ham or a Christmas ham, maybe they don't work out the way you'd planned, and you mix up the instructions. Instead of putting it at 350 degrees for 4 hours, you put it at 450 degrees for 5 hours. And now all of a sudden your home, instead of being filled with the wonderful aroma of apple pie, is filled with the wonderful smell of charred ham. Things sometimes don't go as we've planned. And at Christmas time, it often doesn't go as we've planned. See, Christmas has always been a time of surprises and chaos from the very beginning. The very first Christmas, Mary and Joseph, as they bring the Savior of the world, Jesus, into the world, things weren't going as they had planned. Things were falling apart. Everything that could go wrong was going wrong for them. And with all of the chaos that Joseph and Mary found themselves in, God still brought about something incredibly beautiful. And this is what I want to share with you this morning. that God can bring beauty out of chaos. Christmas can be a time of incredible chaos and confusion. But look at the original Christmas story. Look at the beauty that God brought from this moment, this experience of chaos for Mary and Joseph. God can bring beauty through your chaos, through our chaos. Isn't it amazing that had everything gone just as Mary and Joseph had planned, we would have been robbed of this incredible, incredible story of God's miraculous provision. If everything had gone just as Mary and Joseph had thought it up, we'd never have this amazing story. And we would have never had the opportunity to see God bring his son into the world in such a supernatural way. But God had other plans. Think about this for a minute. A young virgin girl pledged to be married, to marry a simple carpenter, is going to give birth to a son, something she definitely didn't anticipate, plan for. Now, there's a census that sends them to Joseph's hometown of Bethlehem, a journey that a pregnant Mary definitely didn't want to do. And then once they get there, what do they find? There's nowhere to stay. And I could just hear Mary and Joseph as they come into Bethlehem and go to the inn, and they ask the innkeeper, "Do you have a room by any chance?" And maybe they go from inn to inn, I don't know. And they find out there's nowhere for them to stay. I could just hear them saying what we say in these moments so often. Are you serious? Are you serious? Mary's thinking, okay, I'm pregnant, I didn't plan on this, all right. Now we have to do a census. Oh man, now I have to travel all of this distance, a few days away. I'm sure she's wiped out, she's tired. Joseph is probably wiped out and tired. Tired of hearing Mary complain about the donkey and having to go to the bathroom. All of that. And now they get to Bethlehem, and what do they find? But there's nowhere to stay. There's nowhere to stay. At this point, I would be incredibly frustrated. I'd be angry. It was one complication upon another. And throughout all of the chaos, God still produces something beautiful. This little baby boy wrapped in swaddling clothes. The hope of the world. The very Son of God is born, not into perfect order, a perfectly planned event. He was born into chaos. I know for me, walking into the Christmas season, it's a season that I love. This is my favorite time of the year. The fact that we have snow makes it even better. Snow is wonderful. I'm sorry if you hate snow. But walking into the Christmas season can be so stressful, even in the best of times. There's so much going on between Christmas parties and events, all of the craziness of shopping. It can be such a chaotic time. And we wonder, man, how did Christmas ever become this? But you know the truth is? Christmas was started in the midst of chaos. You know, after Jesus would be born, King Herod, the king of that region, would eventually issue this decree. Because he was worried that this king of the Jews was going to overthrow him. And he kills all of the young boys in that region. Crazy chaos. And into that chaos, Christ is born. Sure, it wasn't the way or in the environment that you would think, but it was still the exact environment that God had planned. If you read through the Old Testament, the first half of the Bible, you see all the plans and the prophecies that were speaking of this moment that Christ would be born. All of it leading up to this amazing moment. And still, it happens in a way that we would have never expected. And here's the interesting thing. When things don't go as we plan, when kind of everything falls apart, God is never caught off guard. It doesn't surprise him. He knows what's going on. See, in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says that God works all things, for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. What does that mean? That means that God brings beauty out of chaos. That even when everything seems like it's falling apart, confusion setting in, you're getting frustrated, the emotion level is getting high, you pull into town, you can't find a hotel, everything's frustrating. God is still working behind the scenes. God isn't caught off guard. I don't know what kind of surprises you've experienced this Christmas or what kind of frustrations or emotions you've battled with, what the chaos might look like for your life. But I want you to know this. This morning we can have peace, not because of anything around us or because of our surroundings, but because of what's inside of us. That the God who loves us, who created us, is working all things for our good, according to his purpose, according to our love for him. God can bring beauty out of chaos. And isn't it true that some of the best Christmas memories are not those you plan for, but the moments of spontaneity, those moments that you didn't expect? I remember when I was a kid, one Christmas, we were at my grandparents here in Hontown, not too far from here. And all my cousins are there, and there was snow on the ground, and we decided we're going to go sled riding. And we get our sleds ready, and we usually go to my grandparents' backyard because it's on a giant hill, which all of Hontown is on a giant hill, if you've ever been to Hontown. And that day, for whatever reason, we decided we're not going to go my grandparents' backyard. We're going to go down the road and sled ride in this really steep hill. And at the bottom of the hill is Main Street in Hontown, which, if you're not familiar, is a main road. A lot of cars. So me and my five cousins and my sister, seven of us, we marched down Irish Drive to the end of the street to go sled riding on the steep hill. At the bottom of it is Main Street. And we get our sleds, and we're going down this little hill. And we're having fun for about 5-10 minutes until all of a sudden this police car pulls up. And now, to give you a little background, all of my cousins were all pastor's kids. All of my uncles are pastors. So we're like, supposed to be at least, the good kids. And we're sled riding, and the police pulls up. And the police car pulls up, and his lights are flashing. And at that moment, I was hyperventilating. I was wondering, what? Oh my goodness, I'm going to get thrown in jail. I'm 5 years old. I'm too young for this. This can't be. And the police pull up, and the car lights are flashing. And the police officer tells us, excuse me, kids, you can't sled ride there. It's dangerous. This is a main road. You need to go home. So we were all worried and frightened. So we leave, we get our sleds, and we start walking back to the house, my grandparents' house. And at this point, my sister, who's the youngest of all seven of us, she tells us, hey, guys, let's not tell our parents. We don't want to get ourselves in trouble. We all agree. We're like, okay, we won't tell our parents. So we get to my grandparents. We walk in the door. First one through the door is my sister. And she's like, hey, everybody, guess what? The police came. And we were all thinking, Tasha, I thought we had a deal that you came up with. Don't tell our parents. So needless to say, we didn't get in trouble, fortunately. But it was a memory that we definitely did not expect or plan, but it was one we will never forget. Anytime we get together, we'll talk about that story when Tasha made a deal to not tell about the police, and yet she was the first one to tell. Which, if you knew my sister, is actually typical of her. She's very good at telling. She loves that. You can tell her that if you ever see her. But those are the moments at Christmas, that really are the most memorable. Not those moments you plan out perfectly when you get the perfect family picture and everything is picture perfect. And No. The moments when everything's going crazy and the world is awry, those are the memories that you're going to hold with you. God can oftentimes, so often, bring beauty through chaos. And oftentimes, what we see as a mess is really God just setting things up for the miraculous. What we see as a mess is just God setting things up for the miraculous. Look at the story of Moses in the Old Testament. Moses and the Old Testament is located in the first half of the Bible. And this story of Moses and the Israelites had been in slavery for multiple generations at this point. And God, with God's help, Moses finally convinces the Pharaoh, which is the king of Egypt, to release the Israelites, and they quickly flee Egypt. Shortly after this mass exodus, the Pharaoh regrets his decision and mobilizes his army to chase down the Israelites. And his armies then, they leave Egypt, and they're chasing down this million-man march just outside the borders of Egypt. And as the Egyptian soldiers start to get closer and closer, the Israelites see them off in the distance, and they start to panic. And they're panicking because they find themselves trapped between the Red Sea and these quickly advancing Egyptian army. And they're worried. They're worried. They're stuck. But remember, God can bring beauty out of chaos. God can bring beauty out of chaos. What happens next in the midst of this moment was nothing short of miraculous. God speaks to Moses and he reaches out his staff over the Red Sea. And the Red Sea, this big body of water, splits. It parts. And the millions of Israelites proceed to walk on dry land right through the Red Sea. To give you context, that'd be like being up in Erie and you're standing on the beach at Lake Erie and all of a sudden Lake Erie would part and you'd be walking your way to Canada on dry land. That's amazing. In the midst of this chaos, this mess, the panic that the Israelites were experiencing, God was setting them up for something beautiful. God was doing something incredible. And through all of the chaos that they found themselves, God provided the Israelites with this beautiful experience that would give them the faith to continue on through some very difficult experiences as they went through the wilderness on their journey toward the promised land. And whether it was Moses and the Israelites, or Joseph and Mary, or you and I in 2012, chaos is inevitable. It's going to happen. No matter how much we try to avoid it, it's going to happen. One of the great guarantees in life is that things won't always go as we've planned. The question is, though, how will you respond when everything falls apart? So you can respond the way I did when we couldn't find a hotel and get frustrated, get angry. And that's how maybe many of us do. That's how many of us respond. But what if you didn't? Just think for a moment. What if in the midst of chaos, in the midst of all the confusion where everything's going crazy, whether it be Christmas or just your life in general, what if you didn't get frustrated? What if you stepped back? As the wheels start to fly off the apple cart in your life sometimes, what if rather than trying harder to gain control, if you stepped back and appreciated the moment more? If rather than trying to get more control, you just step back. And then at the end of the book of Luke chapter 2, the narrative of Christ's birth starts to come to a close. And the author, Luke, makes this really interesting statement that sometimes gets overlooked in the Christmas story. In Luke chapter 2, verse 51, listen to what he says about Mary, the mother of Jesus. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Now that seems like a pretty understandable statement. Sure, many of you have children. Treasure the moment when your child was born. You'll never forget that moment. But think about the circumstances. Those circumstances were not circumstances that anyone would wish upon another. Crazy, chaos, confusing. But Mary stepped back and she treasured all of these things. She made incredible memory. Both Joseph and Mary were making memories. Now, I'm reading between the lines a little bit here, but I could just imagine Mary picking up little baby Jesus as they're sitting there after he's been born, saying to Joseph, "Wow, Joseph, would you have ever imagined this was going to happen? Could you have ever imagined this? But isn't this even greater than you could have even dreamed of?" What a moment. If you had sat down with Mary and Joseph before Jesus was born, they would have probably come up with 100 different possibilities before they would ever pick what actually happened. But it was so perfect. God was bringing beauty out of the chaos. God was working all things toward their good. Sure, they probably had a right to be frustrated or angry. Through the whole experience, it seemed as if everything was working against them. Everything that could go wrong was going wrong. But you know what was happening in reality? Everything was actually working for them. They thought everything was working against them, but it was actually working for them. And oftentimes in life, we feel like the whole world is caving in. Man, I can't get a break. Why does this keep happening to me? Whether it be at work or at home or your family. Maybe you're a teenager and it seems like every time you wake up, you get in trouble. You can't get a break. Maybe at work, every time you walk out of your office, someone yells at you. You do something, you mess up. It seems like you can't get a break. But have you ever thought that maybe, God is working all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose? Maybe, just maybe, when we think everything is against us, God is actually working everything for us. God is bringing beauty out of chaos. What if that were the case? Would you want to fight against that? I know I don't. I want God to bring beauty into my life. As friends and family converge these next few days, I'm sure you're going to have an opportunity to get frustrated and to get angry. Someone's going to say something to you that's going to set you off. Or someone might show up that you didn't expect or anticipate. Or maybe you're going to give a gift to a family member or a friend and they're not going to respond in the way you had hoped they would. You're going to get discouraged. You might get disappointed. You might get frustrated. You're going to have a lot of opportunities these next few days to respond with anger and frustration. But you don't have to. See, when these things happen, you're either going to make war or you're going to make memories. You're either going to make war or you're going to make memories. And Christmas isn't a time of war, but of memories. Chaos will come, confusion will happen, but you don't have to fight it. You can enjoy it. This Christmas, you can make memories, not war. Can you say that with me? Make memories, not war. It sounds pretty crazy, but think about it. Rather than making war with your family or your friends and fighting those moments when things start to fall apart, what if you just stepped back and made a memory of it instead? Rather than trying to fight it, if you made a memory. This Christmas, we have the opportunity to do that. To allow God to bring beauty out of our chaos. And I want to give you this challenge, this simple challenge today. In those moments when you sense confusion and chaos starting to settle in, I want you to do one thing. Let's capture it. Make a memory. Capture it. Make memories, not war. Here's what I want you to do. This is very, very practical and simple. Those moments when everything starts to fall apart, I want you to pull out your mobile phone or maybe your digital camera or whatever you might have. And what I want you to do is take a picture of it. Sounds very simple. Your family might think you're off your rocker. But just take a moment. When everything's falling apart, there's flour all up in the air, kids are running through without their pants on, and you're pulling the burnt ham out of the stove, pull out your camera and just take a picture. And remember it. Make a memory. Don't rush through this moment. Don't fight this moment. But make a memory. Rather than fighting it and rather than making yourself all worked up and now all of a sudden you're not even able to enjoy this time. Your family's traveled from all over to be there with you. And rather than a fun time, you actually have had a frustrating, angry time. But what if God could bring beauty out of the chaos? And rather than fighting, you enjoyed it. You made a memory of it. And if you want to take one more step, take a picture. You can go to our Facebook page, Christmas Morning. Facebook.com/CalvaryIrwin, right there. Type in Make Memories, Not War, and post your picture. And then we can all enjoy the moment together. So it's not just you. We can all enjoy it. And you know what? We'll have a good laugh of it. This will be something that you'll remember maybe for a number of years. You'll look back on it and remember the day when the police came and kicked you out of off your sled riding hill. Make memory, not war. Enjoy it. Because if you're willing to do that, God can bring something beautiful out of the chaos. Through the struggles, through the confusion, through it all, God can still bring about something beautiful. Look what he did that first Christmas for Mary and Joseph. He brought about this beautiful baby boy, the very Son of God, born into chaos. God can do something incredible in your life too. And when everything's falling apart this Christmas, whenever it might be, whatever it looks like, if there's wrapping paper everywhere and somehow you lost your newborn cousin in the midst of the wrapping paper, or maybe you lose your keys in the garbage bag or whatever, step back, grab your phone, your camera, take a picture. And if anyone asks you, what are you doing? Just say, I'm making memories. Making memories. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed at how quickly that will remove the frustration, the anger. Why? Because you're letting go. You're letting go. You don't have to have control of everything. You know, if you or I were God, we would have planned the Christmas story very different. It's probably better that we're not. We never would have planned the Christmas story out the way it ended up. But you and I, we're not God. And God planned it perfectly. We don't have to have control of everything. We can trust God. We experience His peace through chaos. He can bring about something incredibly beautiful, far more beautiful than anything we could ever dream up on our own. And that's my prayer for you this morning, this Christmas, that you will allow God to bring beauty out of chaos. That your story and your memory of 2012 Christmas Day isn't one of frustration and anger, but it's one of joy, one of peace. And I pray that you can experience that peace this morning. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity this morning, God, to look at your word, or to study your word and see this incredible story of the moment your son became flesh. Lord, into chaos, Jesus was born. And God, I pray for every person here this morning, you will help us, Lord, to make memories, not war. Lord, to experience the beauty that you can bring out of chaos. Even in the most chaotic circumstances, that you can bring about something beautiful. As you're praying this morning, I want to ask you this quick question. Maybe you're here and life has been remarkably chaotic for you. It's been confusing. Maybe it's a job situation. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's something because of mistakes that you've made yourself. Whatever it may be, Christmas has been anything but a season of peace for you. And you're wondering, God, how could you ever bring beauty out of my chaos? And this morning you'd say, Nick, I just need someone to pray for me. And I just need God's peace today. The peace that passes understanding. I need that this morning. As you're praying, if that's you this morning, I just want to ask you to lift your hand. We're going to pray for you here today. Is anyone else? You just need God's peace today. Anyone else? Just lift your hand this morning. Number of hands up today. Let's pray. I want to pray for you, for those of you whose hands are lifted. Lord, I pray right now for every hand that is lifted this morning. Lord, your word says you can grant us a peace that is beyond understanding. Lord, you can grant us, Lord, a peace that, God, is beyond even our circumstances. And God, I pray right now for every hand that is raised, and even those maybe who didn't raise their hands, that are walking through a season of incredible difficulty, Lord, of confusion, of chaos. God, I pray right now that you will begin to grant them peace this morning. God, you will reach down from heaven as you did on that evening. And you brought your son into the world. You brought your son into chaos, but you brought peace. God, I pray this morning that you will bring peace into our hearts today. God, I thank you for every person, Lord, that are looking to you this morning to find their strength and peace. And I pray you'll grant it to them today. As you're praying, I want to ask you one last question. Maybe you're here today, and this whole idea of church and of God is so foreign to you. You haven't experienced peace ever in your life. Your heart has always been one that's just been chaotic and uncomfortable. And this morning, it's incredibly uncomfortable. You feel something. God is just speaking to you. You don't know what it is. It's God. It's the Holy Spirit working on your heart this morning. Maybe you know you're not right with God. There's no doubt in your mind. Today, you have the opportunity to experience what Scripture calls the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, that was born into this world, eventually to die for our mistakes, for our sin, so that we can now walk in peace and freedom. And if you're here this morning, you've never said yes to Jesus, you've never experienced the peace that comes from God, this morning you have the opportunity to make this a Christmas you will never forget. A Christmas that you said yes to Jesus, the very one that we celebrate. If that's you this morning, with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand in a moment as I count to three. And we're going to pray together. We're going to all pray together this prayer of commitment to say, I want my life to be connected to this Jesus. If that's you, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. One, two, three. If that's you this morning, you raise your hand today. Raise your hand this morning. Amen. Let's pray today. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord, to find peace, to find salvation from you. God, I pray for every person who has raised their hand. And Lord, I pray that you will give them your presence, your peace. God, in this journey of life, we're going to face constant, we're going to face obstacles and difficulties and confusion. I pray, Lord, today that you will grant your peace to every person. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Can you stand with me?